Thank you very much, President. On behalf of my delegation, please allow me to congratulate you on your election to the presidency of this 8th Review Conference. At the same time, we'd like to extend our congratulations to the vice presidents who will support you in your endeavours. We're convinced that with your leadership, this conference will be a success and we will achieve all our aims over the next 3 weeks. We recognise the exceptional preparatory work that you and your team have done, and we'd like to thank the Implementation Support Unit for its valuable support to delegations despite its limited resources. We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia and Nepal as new state parties to the BWC, and we call upon those states who are not yet parties to the convention to consider ratifying it without further ado. We also align ourselves with the statement made by Venezuela on behalf of the non-aligned movement and other state parties to the convention. President, Panama has a steadfast commitment to promoting international peace and security, and we support multilateral initiatives for disarmament and the non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We attach special importance to the Biological Weapons Convention and the decisions and recommendations adopted in review conferences and meetings of state parties, which are designed to make its implementation effective. The proliferation of biological weapons, their delivery systems and related material and technology is a growing threat, and we're particularly concerned at the risk that terrorists may get their hands on them. This is a very relevant threat today. Against this backdrop, it's vital that the convention be fully implemented, as well as other related international instruments concerning weapons of mass destruction as set out in Resolution 1540 of the Security Council. It's vital that we take into consideration experience of other international organisations such as the WHO. Similarly, we also believe that NGOs, the academic and scientific communities can play a vital role in achieving the aims of the Convention through educational and dissemination measures. We also attach great value to regional cooperation for implementing the convention. In this regard, we'd like to thank the Government of Brazil and the United Nations Office on Disarmament Affairs for having organized the regional workshop for Latin American countries as part of the preparations for this conference. On national efforts, Panama has taken measures to prevent the illegal trafficking of these weapons through national territory, and we've created an interinstitutional commission which is tasked with drawing up a national action plan by virtue of Resolution 1540. And amongst other things, this is a plan which will regulate dual use items. President, this review conference provides us with an opportunity to examine changes in the political and scientific contexts. With this in mind, we'd like to share some issues of interest for my country and which will be debated during this review conference. One, we believe that the intersessional processes are important for consolidating the exchange of information and good practices and for assessing the arrangements set up by the convention. Two, we believe that we must furnish the convention with a verification mechanisms, because this will help build confidence and security amongst the international community. That's why we support the initiatives which strive to create a legally binding instrument on verification. Three, Articles 7 and 10 are particularly relevant for implementing the convention. We must consolidate detection, early warning, preparations and rapid response to possible attacks or crises. This is why we will support the proposals which strive to boost international cooperation. President, we wish you every success in guiding our discussions, and we iterate our willingness to